Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Sad to, of course, learn of the death of actor-director Penny Marshall this week, known throughout the land, of course, for programs like Laverne and Shirley and her many movies, including A League of Your Own, which has a definite connection to Cooperstown.
Penny Marshall died the other day in Hollywood Hills. As you mentioned, people remember her for many things. I mean, Laverne and Shirley, big awakenings. But I don't think it's too much to say the biggest part of her legacy is A League of Their Own, about the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, and in particular, the Rockfield Peaches. The movie came out in 1992 and starred Gina Davis, Madonna, Tom Hanks. It was a big hit. The league was started during World War II, when most male professional baseball players were in the Army. It lost a lot of momentum when the boys came home in 1946, but was able to continue until 1955. Then, it was largely forgotten. In the mid-1980s, Ted Spencer, who was in the insurance business in Philadelphia, joined the Hall of Fame. He eventually became vice president and chief curator. The way he tells it, a collector gave him a pamphlet and a few baseball cards from the AAGPBL. A couple of years later, a reporter called who was writing an article on the league for the LA Times Sunday magazine. She asked if the Hall had ever considered an exhibit. Ted said he'd love to do one, but the Hall didn't have enough artifacts. Well, that quote in the article caused Dottie Collins, a former Rockford Peach who was living in California, to connect with Ted. She was active in the league's alumni association and was able to start a stream of memorabilia heading toward Cooperstown. And on November 5, 1988, the exhibit, Women in Baseball, opened at the Hall. The ribbon cutting was packed. Adrenaline was flowing. The women were crying. Then, and throughout the weekend, the players would break out singing the league song. Ted still shakes his head when he talks about it. He just didn't see it coming. In the end, it was probably the most successful and influential exhibit he did in his 30 years here. As it happens, Penny Marshall had seen an article on the upcoming exhibit. She called the Hall. She came to the opening weekend. About 150 women from the old league were here, and she interviewed as many as she could. Penny, of course, left Cooperstown determined to do the movie. When it came out in 1992, it was a huge hit. It grossed more than $100 million when $1 million was still a lot of money. And it brought women's professional baseball history back into the American mind. Ken Burns then further explored it 2 years later in his documentary, Baseball. In retrospect, we think it had to happen, but it didn't. The exhibit opened more than 30 years after the league closed. Within a few years, many of the players died, and the story would have died with them. There are only a handful of them left today.
We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.